City. Hello once again, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Focus on Health, the weekly program brought to you by VanDiest Medical Center, where now more than ever, their focus is you. I'm being joined today by Lori Foster from VanDiest Medical Center. Lori, good morning to you on this sunshiny Wednesday morning after some rain.
Good morning to you too, Pat. How are you today?
Well, not too bad. I'm having my first drink of the day.
Well, it's about time.
Because I usually stop at one of the convenience stores here in town, and we had a power outage this morning, so that meant I've been high and dry since the time I woke up this morning, but sure feels good.
Yes. Well, you're taken care of now, and you definitely did need something.
I needed something indeed. But we got some other wonderful ladies here today, some very dear friends. We'll be talking about the gift shop at VanDiest Medical Center, which is back in business after being disrupted for a little while, I believe.
Yes, during the pandemic, it was closed, mm-hmm. And so. It's been open now, But yes, we have Jerita Nelson and Pat mm-hmm. Noakes with us this morning, and this is going to be a fun program talking about all the great things that are happening at the gift shop there.
Fantastic. But we have some other great things going on, too, there, Lori, at VanDiest Medical Center, so I'll let you get right to it.
I shall. You're right, Pat. The month of October, we have a lot going on. So I will share a few events coming up. One being that we have our next virtual Empower Half Hour taking place this Friday, October 14th. It will be Facebook Live. October is the perfect time to boost your immunity to two common viruses, influenza and COVID-19. As the years pass, your immune system weakens with age, which is why it's very important to stay up to date on all your shots. Tune in to learn the latest on influenza, COVID-19, and the vaccinations and boosters that guard against them and other illnesses this fall. Our presenters are going to be Advanced Registered Nurse Practitioner Giselle Allred and Adult Gerontology Primary Care Nurse Practitioner Jade Williams. And they'll be sharing all the latest information. Again, you can join us via Facebook Live. All you need to do is like and follow our VanDiest Medical Center Facebook page. Tune in with us at 1 o'clock. This presentation will go from 1 to 1:30. And if you're not able to join us live, the beauty of this is that this presentation will remain on our website, on our Facebook page. Not on our website. And you could watch it at your convenience.
There you go.
So again, this Friday, October 14th from 1 to 1:30.
Good.
And then, of course, with October, ushers in the Medicare Part D open enrollment period. So each year, Medicare Part D and Medicare Advantage plans announce their changes for the next year, and Iowans on Medicare can decide if they want to change plans during this open enrollment period. It is effective from October 15th to December 7th. Any changes made will then be effective at the first of the year on January 1st. The Senior Health Insurance Information Program has counselors that are available to review plans and let you know if you can possibly save money, yet continue to have access to the prescription drugs that you need for the next year. VanDiest Medical Center serves as a sponsor site for the SHIP program. We have three volunteer counselors, Daylene Schlitter, Joyce Gelhaus, and Karen Johnson, and they are all available to help compare plans for 2023. This year, they will be conducting both phone and in-person appointments. They'll need you to fill out paperwork beforehand so that they can take a look at the prescription drugs that you're on and the plan that you're currently on. If you have not received paperwork or are interested in scheduling an appointment, the number to call is 515-832-7769. Leave your name and a phone number, and one of the volunteer counselors will give you a call back. Plans can change their coverage and costs from year to year, so it is definitely recommended to take advantage of this free service to compare plans during this open enrollment time. And I do want to mention that the SHIP program is a free, confidential service of the State of Iowa Insurance Division. And our volunteer counselors, the SHIP program, does not sell or promote any products or services. Again, it's confidential, objective information. So again, that number, 515-832-7769. And then I do want to give a little reminder about a program that we have that takes place in our physical therapy department with 21st Century Rehab. And it is called Moving Forward. And this is a monthly support and exercise program for those with Parkinson's disease who have graduated from a specific program that is offered through physical therapy. And it is called the LSVT Big Program. This support program is also for their caregivers, and they meet once a month. The next sessions coming up will be next week, Tuesday, October 18th. And then in November, it will be Tuesday, November 15th. And they meet from 11 to 12 in the morning. Each session offers a review of core exercises, education and discussion. And it's really just a time for open conversation, support, sharing for everyone involved in the program, and again, for those caregivers. So if you are interested in participating in either the Moving Forward program or finding out more information about that LSVT Big Program, you can call the Physical Therapy Department at 515-832-7735. And those that have participated in this program have seen just tremendous success. And so I can't say enough good about it. Again, if you have any questions or know someone that could possibly benefit, give our therapists at the Physical Therapy Department a call. And then lastly, of course, I want to mention that the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And so we definitely want to stress that your best prevention is early detection. We have 3D mammography available here in Webster City at Vandy's Family Health Clinic. It finds 35% more cancer. So we definitely want to encourage the women out there to be getting their annual mammograms. We're proud to offer a promotion during the months of October and November. If you schedule your mammogram, you will be entered into a drawing to receive a gift basket. You can call the clinic at 515-832-7800 to schedule your mammogram today. And with that, that does it for my announcements.
Don't we have something coming up on Halloween there?
Oh, well, we do. I mean, Halloween coming up, we're doing some things with our caregivers at the hospital. I'm glad you mentioned that, Pat. But actually what we're going to do as far as the community is we're going to be supporting the Webster City Chamber downtown, the Merchant Downtown Trick-or-Treating.
Okay.
So we're going to be set up downtown. It'll be Monday, October 31st from 3:30 to 5:30. And we'll be handing out some goodies and we'll have some volunteers dressed in costume. And we're looking forward to that.
Because many moons ago, people went to the hospital to pick up their goodies on Halloween afternoon. And it had just a big event in the different areas of the hospital.
Oh, it was over the top. Yes. I mean, gosh, when my kids were little, yes, we were at the old hospital. And it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we did continue that tradition at the new hospital. Of course, things changed.
Yes, until COVID.
As we all know. We obviously had to practice, safe guidelines during that time.
Yeah.
And so we just thought this is a great opportunity to support the Webster City Chamber. And we have a lot of our staff that love to get dressed up. And they'll be dressing in costume throughout the weekend and on October 31st. And so we'll definitely have some folks down there.
Wonderful. It's October 31st. The Vandy's Medical Center taking part in the downtown trick-or-treating. Of course, I think people know by now that trick-or-treating in Webster City is on Saturday, October 29th. Not October 31st, October 29th from 5:30 until 8 p.m.
That's right. It's a Halloween weekend.
Yes.
Yes.
Not on Halloween night itself because they got to get the kids to bed. You have to get those kids ready for school. So.
And the teachers probably appreciate that as well.
I think this is a dramatic change from what we've seen in the past, including one educator, which stands right, a former educator that knows what I'm talking about here, because kids can get pretty doggone tired after Halloween night. And now you got back to school.
So. That is one. They can get tired.
Yes.
And then, with the candy and the treats, that sugar can rev them up too. So.
True. Well, let's talk about some good things going on at the gift shop there at Vandy's Medical Center. We got some very dear friends here this morning, so Lorraine, let you carry on here.
Very good. Thank you so much, Pat.
You're
like
welcome.
I said, this is a fun program to be doing. So the goal of the auxiliary is to support the mission of the hospital, which is to enhance the lives of people in our community by providing exceptional patient-centered health care. The auxiliary supports patient care needs and promotes health and wellness in our community in a number of different ways. One of the main sources of the auxiliary's funding for the hospital and patient care needs comes from proceeds and sales generated by the Gift Junction Gift Shop, which is located right inside the west entrance of the hospital. So here to talk about the gift shop and all the upcoming events and happenings are auxiliary members and membership chairwomen, Jarita Nelson and Pat Noakes. Good morning, ladies.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here today. I just have to say, the gift shop has seen an incredible transformation here recently. We are readying for the holidays. And I need to remind our listeners out there that the gift shop is operated entirely on a volunteer basis by our auxiliary members. So we definitely want to make sure everybody realizes the gift shop hours. And then let's talk about kind of the changes that we've seen in the gift shop, because this really has been made possible by a small and mighty group of women, and the gift shop just looks fantastic. So I'm going to turn it over to you gals to share.
Well, I'd love to share with you all the things that have been going on. We kind of feel like we went in and very diligently cleaned all the areas, got rid of some of the things that were not selling particularly, and spiffed them up a little bit. Deb Jaycox and Alicia Whitmore, they were instrumental in doing the design, and the rest of us kind of hung back and did what we were told, and we were more than willing to do that, and it looks fantastic. It looks like a 5-star gift shop now.
It absolutely does. I love to walk in and walk by every morning and when I leave each night, because there are just, I see new things all the time. The staging is just beautiful. There are some terrific items in the gift shop.
Those ladies did a great job of taking the things that were already there and dressed them up in a new way.
Yes, they did.
And the exciting thing is that we will officially be open every single day of the week, so that the community knows when they come out there, we'll be there from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, every single day until December 24th. December 24th is when we'll be closed.
And
for
we will
a couple weeks, so we'll get to that later.
We'll talk more about that. But that's what is exciting, is we will have consistent hours in the gift shop going forward, as Jarita mentioned, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So even if you've got, you know, 20, 30 minutes, you know, on your lunch hour to stop out and take a look, looking for maybe just that special gift for someone, you got to check it out, because there are really some neat things there, unique items that can be found. And a lot of times people just forget that the gift shop is there. And so this is an opportunity to create awareness and remind people that the gift shop is there.
And you don't have to go out of town.
No.
It's maybe on the edge of town, but it's not out of town.
Exactly. Very conveniently located right here in town.
Right.
So some of the reasons for the new facelift of the gift shop really was to ready the space for fall happenings and the upcoming holiday season, which we're all excited, looking forward to. This year, what's new is that the Gift Junction Gift Shop is also going to be participating in the Webster City Chamber's Ladies Night Out. That's coming up next week already, Thursday, October 20th. So, ladies, what can you share about the plans for the gift shop for Ladies Night Out?
Okay, we will be open from 12 noon to 8 o'clock that day, so that's longer hours than we will usually be open, but we're anxious to, we're going to be serving some samples of the rad of food that we have for sale at the gift shop. We'll have some soups, dips, and cheesecake ready for you to sample. If you haven't tried any of the Rada products,
they're delicious.
They're delicious. I recently had company from out of town and did the bacon cheese dip, and it is delicious with vegetables, chips, whatever. But
and it's quick to make.
Exactly. It's easy and quick. And also, Rada has a lot of cooking utensils, knives, etc., that are exceptionally nice. So all that will be on display. We will have samples for you to taste. And we just hope that you'll come out and check us out. Also, we have a selection of purses that will be 20% off. And all our candles at the gift shop will be 20% off that day, too.
Perfect. Hmm. So it's a great time because, as Pat mentioned, we have extended hours that day from noon until 8 o'clock. We certainly hope, ladies, as you're out stopping at all the different businesses, you take time to stop out at the gift shop, too, because, like the gal said, we're going to have some awesome samples. Thinking ahead of the holidays coming up, it's nice to have some of those on hand. And just a little teaser for, you know, thinking about as the holidays come up and you are thinking about gift items or maybe decorating yourself, to see what we have out there. And what's exciting is we're not stopping there with our events. The Auxiliary is planning several upcoming kind of special sales and events for the remainder of October and into the month of November. So let's also talk about these other future happenings and what shoppers can expect. This really is a program. You're going to want to have a piece of paper or your calendar or your phone so you can be jotting down these dates, because we've got some fun things coming up.
That's right. So add October 31st to your calendar. You won't have to prepare candy for that night, but you can go out to the gift shop and do some shopping. Because on that day, from 10 until 2 p.m., you'll receive 20% off everything in the gift shop, except for Christmas items. We're saving those for later. And when you do come out and shop on the 31st, you will receive a special treat without having to do a trick. There might be chocolate involved.
Which just always gets everybody
just
there.
Just a hint. Yes, right. Just a hint. So that is the October special. And then in November, we'll have it on Election Day, which is November 8th. So after you go out and vote, take a stop by the hospital gift shop, and all fall items that day will be 30% off. So what a great way to finish decorating for Thanksgiving or your fall gathering. So 20% off all fall decorations on Election Day, November 8th. And then that brings us to the holidays.
Yes, so let's roll right into the holidays, because we have some special events coming up then. So let's hear what we have going on in December.
In December, the 12th and the 13th are going to be big days out at the gift shop in the hospital. All our Christmas decorations will be on sale at that time, 20% off. We will be serving hot cider, coffee, and homemade Christmas cookies. Our auxiliary at the old hospital used to bake homemade cookies, and we would share them at Christmas time or whatever. So we're kind of bringing back that tradition. We'll have homemade cookies to go with your cider and your coffee, and you really need to stop in and see what we have and maybe finish up your Christmas shopping.
I was told these were really fancy cookies. Mm. Really fancy cookies. The pressure is on.
Yeah.
Some of us new members.
So also on the 12th and the 13th, we're going to have the Nutman Company, which was here a month or so ago, right. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to return. So they have lots of candies, trail mix, nuts, things that you can stick in your Christmas stockings to fill them up. They will be here from 8 to 5 p.m. on December 13th and from 7, that no, on December 12th. Mm-hmm. And on the 13th, they'll be here from 7 to 2. So they will have all kinds of samples, and I understand they'll probably have some Christmas candy too, which, you know, will be maybe in the shape of chocolate, in the shape of Christmas trees or Santa or something to help you finish up filling your Christmas stocking. So we hope you'll stop in on the 12th or the 13th, buy some nuts, trail mix, candy, and then stop into the gift shop and finish your Christmas shopping.
That is exactly right. So you see what the auxiliary did there. Perfect time to stop out December 12th and 13th because we do have the Nutman fundraiser returning. And then it's a perfect time to stop in and check out the gift shop. They're going to have some goodies there. They'll have a sale going on. And Pat is right. This fundraiser was terrific. We had so many community members come out. Of course, our staff loved it. And it's a perfect time. They have, oh my gosh, everything imaginable. They have, I think, over 200 different types of snacks and candies and goodies and chocolate. And perfect for maybe putting in a little stocking or attaching with a gift. And so you'll definitely want to come and check it out. So as we've mentioned all these dates, I think we should just go back through one more time, highlight the dates, times, so people can just, again, put it in their phone or quickly jot down a note of what's coming up in the next couple of months.
Okay. So the first one is Ladies Night Out, and that's Thursday, October 20th. We'll be open from 12 noon until 8 p.m. Then on October 31st, we'll be open regular hours 10 to 2 with 20% off everything except Christmas. On Election Day, November 8th, we're open regular hours 10 to 2. And the special is 30% off all fall items. Then Christmas in December, December 12th and 13th, Nutman will be there. The hours on the 12th is 8 a.m. to 5, and on the 13th, it's 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. At the gift shop, then, at the same time, 20% off all Christmas items. And please join us for the hot cider, tea, coffee, and the special cookies that I'm looking forward to helping make, but also see.
Enjoying. That's right.
Yes. It's always a dilemma. Do you make cookies early and enjoy them all the time, or do you make them closer to Christmas so you don't eat as many and share them?
Right, so you have enough to get you, right, through,
to get you through
the holiday celebrations. So true. Well, and that's just a beautiful segue into sharing that really none of this would be possible without the terrific volunteer support of so many auxiliary members and auxiliary board members who give of their time and their talent. We are looking for a few more volunteers to help in the gift shop. So, ladies, what would you share with listeners about volunteering in the gift shop and, you know, maybe why they should consider maybe picking up a shift?
Okay. I guess the reason that I volunteer is I just volunteer for a lot of stuff. I feel like I'm civic minded. I like to give back to the community. It's a good chance to meet people. And it's an easy job. You can join the auxiliary for $10, which isn't much. That doesn't mean that you have to work at the gift shop, but if you'd like, we'd love to have you. And you can work for only a few hours a month if that's all that you want. But you can pick those hours, and it's just a good chance to get out of the house. If you're retired, I'm amazed at the people that tell me that they're bored. There's things to do out there, people. Volunteer. It's fun. Maybe I volunteer too much. Mm. I have people, friends tell me, Pat, you ought to learn to say no. But I enjoy it.
I know the feeling.
I enjoy it. So here's your chance to come out. To the gift shop, look it over and talk to whoever's working. And we have applications out there, and we'd love to have you join us.
Perfect. And let's just roll right into kind of those membership opportunities. You both serve as new membership chairs for the auxiliary and really did a fantastic job at the recent 50th anniversary. But, you know, we're always looking to get new members to the auxiliary, and it's very easy. Pat mentioned membership fees are $10. How can people, listeners, support the mission of the auxiliary or become a member if they'd like?
It really is easy. If giving the $10 is all you have to do, if that's what you want to do, and that $10 goes 100% towards either supporting scholarships for students that are going into the medical field. And the past few years, it's been over $1,000 for more than one student.
That's correct.
And also to help buy things that are nice to have for the hospital staff. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's correct?
Yes. Typically things that haven't been budgeted. And so as you can imagine, you go throughout your business through the year, and there are things that come up, requests that come forward, and those are items that maybe haven't been budgeted. And we're very fortunate to have organizations like the Auxiliary and the Foundation to approach and request purchase for items.
Right. So that's your $10 membership is 100% given back to the hospital in one way or another. Mm-hmm. So by just joining and giving that $10, if you want to stop there, that's fine. If you'd like to help with working in the gift shop, and that's how I started being involved. I worked once a month for those few 4 hours and met people and had a good time. And it was just a fun way to get involved a little bit. There's also the blood drive. Mm-hmm. I did not know this, that Webster City has a blood drive once a month at a different location, and the hospital auxiliary, there's a group that helps with that every month. And this year, Scooter's Coffee has generously donated 4 dozen cookies for each month, so that that's what the hospital auxiliary people do, is help give those cookies and pass those out and helps with coffee and just basically a hostess and helper.
They really do.
With the blood group that comes in.
Just like you say, Jarita, they serve as an extra person to kind of help during the blood drives that are going on. LifeServe actually does those blood drives. They're held once a month throughout the community. In fact, the next community blood drive is tomorrow. It is at Trinity Lutheran Church, and appointments do need to be made, and you can do those through LifeServe. And but what's really awesome, and we'd love to give even another shout out to Scooters, is they have donated these cookies. And when I say cookies, these aren't just any cookie. They are huge cookies,
huge cookies.
Delicious cookies. And so thank you to Scooters here in Webster City for helping to support that cause. But the auxiliary in numerous ways really does support both our hospital and community. So it's a great way to get involved, become a member, volunteer if you've got some time.
Right. And you can contact Jarita or I, either one. Sure. We'd be glad to get you an application.
We'll send you an application out. So. And they're available at the gift shop as well.
Exactly.
Anytime.
I'm glad you mentioned that. Ladies, thank you so much for being on the program today. We do want to mention, Jarita touched on it earlier, the gift shop will be closed December 24th through January 10th for inventory and getting new merchandise out for their Winter Wonderland event. So stay tuned for that. We certainly hope to see you out at the gift shop this month, November, December, lots of opportunities to come out and support. Again, Pat and Jarita, thank you so much for your volunteering and for being on the program.
You're welcome.
Our pleasure.
Mm. All right.
Ladies, thanks so very much. Lori Foster, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Pat.
Thanks so very much. And that does it for Focus on Health, brought to you by Van Deese Medical Center, where now more than ever, their focus is you.